It's Wednesday, August 27, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa announced that the Youth Development Fund will soon be launched to empower young citizens and create jobs. Speaking at the Heroes Day commemorations in Katimamulilo, she urged beneficiaries to pursue viable projects and warned against political favoritism. In addition, she reaffirmed her stance that corruption is treason and called for quality service delivery, while also paying tribute to the late General Solomon Hawala, who will be laid to rest on the 6th of September as a national hero. Meanwhile, business expert Joseph Shyama has raised alarm over the low participation of youth in the newly approved National Youth Fund, worth 257 million Namibia dollars for 2025 and 26. The initiative aims to boost entrepreneurship, create jobs, and strengthen the economy. Yet, only a small fraction of eligible youth have applied, with many struggling to prepare viable business plans. Shyama highlighted this.
Youth that I have engaged last week and this week, they complain that they don't know how to draw up the business plan and as well as the financial projection. And also, some of them, they are concerned or the delay is that they don't have much money to pay the business consultant.
Residents of the Brakwater camp Dilimani, known as Struggle Kids, say Heroes Day no longer holds value for them. According to Josiah Shueda, reporting for News on One, they contend that while independence came through immense sacrifices, they continue to face unemployment and poor living conditions with little government support to change their situation.
One resident, Benhard Ngifenwa, said when there are Heroes Day commemorations, they should also be held at the Brakwater camp because those who died in the liberation struggle were their parents. Another Brakwater resident, 38-year-old Hendrina Shikalepo, invited President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa to visit the camp to witness the harsh living conditions firsthand.
In South Africa, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse says Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille's sudden removal of South Africa's Tourism Board signals a troubling erosion of governance in state institutions. According to the organization, the board, which was tackling serious misconduct by Chief Executive Nombulelo Kuliwe, was removed for technical reasons, leaving the sector vulnerable. OTA Chief Executive Wayne Dievenager says the move has created instability in the tourism sector.
It worries us when the minister doesn't listen to the board, doesn't engage with the board, but finds every reason she can to disband them. This for us is gross political interference. She is getting in the way of good governance of SA tourism. We want to know why she's protecting the CEO. What is the agenda here? Because everything indicates that the minister is grossly out of line.
Indian firms are bracing for impact as 25% U.S. tariffs on top of the 25 already in place are set to kick in today. The U.S. says the new tariffs are intended to deter New Delhi from purchasing Russian oil, which they say is fueling Moscow's war economy. Industry bodies are warning of billions of dollars in losses, as Ishan Gurk tells us more from New Delhi.
India isn't really an export-led economy. It's a domestic consumption economy, so the overall impact isn't likely to be huge, but it's still going to be in tens of billions of dollars. And the government says that it is cognizant of that fact and it is going to take steps to protect its local businesses. In terms of immediate relief, we are learning that the government is preparing a financial assistance package of sorts, which will include things like extending credit guarantees to the small businesses, to also even potentially extending their loan repayment cycles.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.